T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you, little Beach Boys here. To bring in our next guest here, Ryan Wilson. Not Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, but you know, listen, I'll take Beach Boys any way I can get them. Plus, it makes me
feel... On a day like today where it's so beautiful outside, why not?
Oh, jeez. Is anyone else just tired of the snow? I know it's fun, and like I have kids, and I like playing in the snow with them. Is anyone else just done now? Like, today's snow was annoying.
It's all, like, dirty and gross. Like, I parked in, like, 4 inches of water today.
Yeah, like, enough. Like, I'm done with the shoveling. This happens to me every time, like, a month before the season or the season's going to change. I'm like, I'm ready for the next one. I'm ready for spring, which brings baseball opening day. It also brings the NFL draft. It brings free agency. It brings the football off season and the new calendar year. Let's talk to a guy, Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, who covers all this, including the NFL draft. He's with us right now. Ryan, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Excited to have you on to talk some football here. Ryan, before we get to your thoughts on the draft and the future of the Eagles, Ryan, what's been your take and your feeling on what's gone down here in Philadelphia between the Eagles and Carson Wentz? Where do you come down on the mess this has become?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I talk about this. I feel like I talk about it all the time. But just going back to week 17 and sort of how that game played out and Doug Peterson saying that he wanted to see Nate Sudfeld play and Jalen Hurts being confused by it all. And then Carson Wentz, it was just feeling like, you know, he was not done, but his season certainly didn't go anywhere close to planned. Doug Peterson gets fired. And I'm like, okay, well, clearly Carson Wentz won the power struggle there. Nick Sirianni comes over. He's an Indy guy. Oh, okay. There's the link to Frank Reich. And next thing you know, we hear that Carson Wentz is going to get traded. Rumors it finally happens. I think Frank Reich makes some sense, but I do wonder, are we ever going to see not even 2017 Carson Wentz, but are we going to see 2019 Carson Wentz? And I think we saw reports today, and it doesn't surprise me that after the marriage doesn't work out and ends in divorce, we start hearing the leaks of things that weren't going great, but how Carson Wentz couldn't be coached hard. And look, if I had to guess, I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers doesn't like to be coached hard either. The difference is he didn't have a truly terrible season in his final year with Green Bay. So what happens now? I have no idea what's going to happen at number 6. I don't think they're taking a quarterback, but I have no idea. I suspect you try to see what you have in Jalen Hurts. He played well at times and didn't play so well at other times last year. But if you said, I'm going to take Ja'Marr Chase, a wide receiver, I'd be like, okay, that certainly helps the offense. I'm going to take an offensive lineman. Yeah, that's a huge need as well. But as I sit here, I would imagine they're going to think about a quarterback at 6 if Justin Fields, for example, is there. But do they want to go through that headache again? So they're basically, the long answer, Joe, is I don't know where the Eagles' brain is at. I don't know what to make of the Carson Wentz situation. I think they're better off, and I think Carson Wentz is probably better off. But, man, it certainly went south in a hurry, it feels like. Just, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they were Super Bowl champions. So it's been an odd 7 or 8 months, I think, for Philadelphia fans, for sure.
For sure, and it's amazing. It feels to us here, Ryan, like it's been a million years since we had a parade. It was 3, and a lot has changed. Almost everything, actually, has changed. You mentioned at number 6 pick and the idea of a quarterback. Ryan, you write about the NFL draft. You cover the NFL draft, and I find one of my favorite parts of the draft season is kind of like the misdirection you hear, and I always wonder how much of it matters, and, you know, whether teams are putting stuff out, you know, or it doesn't matter, and we just make too much of it. But I know here in Philadelphia, we heard a lot during the trade market for Carson Wentz, how Howie Roseman was trying to drum up interest and using sources and kind of putting out stuff that may not have been true about the market to try to get the Colts to raise their offer. And I think to this draft here at six, Ryan, it doesn't surprise me in the last 3, 4, 5 days, a lot of stories written, a lot of writers saying, well, they're definitely going to think quarterback at six. Do you think that this could be out there now because Howie Roseman wants everyone to think he's taking a quarterback, so maybe other good players fall to them? Do you think this happens in the draft process?
It certainly happens in the draft process. I don't know. I talk to folks around the league. I haven't talked to anyone in Philadelphia that said anything about smokescreen for a quarterback. I can tell you that with 100% certainty, but that doesn't mean they're not putting that out there. But my only pushback on that would be you, because remember, if they – won that game in week 17, they would have had the 9th pick. Instead, they have the 6th pick. Do you want to have the 6th pick to make sure you get Jamar Chase a wide receiver? That seems ambitious if you're needing a quarterback. So we'll see. But to the larger point, absolutely, there's every time it's this time of year is when the beginnings of the smoke screening and the obfuscation of this player isn't what we thought he was, when literally nothing's changed in the last 2 months because there's been no college football. We saw reports last week that some teams have Zach Wilson higher than Trevor Lawrence. I haven't talked to any teams that feel that way. I haven't talked to the Jaguars specifically, but I would imagine that Trevor Lawrence is number one on their board, and that's the direction they're rolling. There were concerns about Zach Wilson, the quarterback at BYU, him being a good teammate, whether he was a team captain or not. I was actually talking to a scout about this, and he said, look, man, if you like Zach Wilson, you still like Zach Wilson. If you have any concerns about the off-field, quote-unquote, stuff, maybe that's one more reason to not like him. So I think at the end of the day, folks sort of know what's going on in the league, and they have to sift through it. But it happens all the time, and you know, Joe, it's something that we have gotten accustomed to. I don't know if the Eagles are doing it specifically at six, either to hide their intentions that they want a quarterback or to hide their intentions that they want another position.
Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, joining us here talking Eagles and NFL draft. Ryan, from what you've gathered, from what you've watched, from what you've read and people you've talked to, how good is this quarterback group? You know, I feel like in essence or in a way we do this every year. We kind of pump up the quarterback. It's like, wow, we're never going to see one as good as this again. And then next year it's like, well, 3 or 4 more guys go in the top 10. Do you think this is truly a special class? Because really, that's what it comes down to for me at six. I don't want to draft a quarterback to draft one. I want to give Jalen Hurts a year here in Philadelphia. But obviously, if they think there's a quarterback there that is leaps and bounds better than Hurts, they have to investigate it. I'm just not sold that these guys are leaps and bounds better than the potential Hurts has. What do you think? How good is this quarterback class?
And that's the right kind of skepticism to have, Joe, because you're exactly right. Every year we talk ourselves into this amazing quarterback class that we're now confronted with. And the reality is, this quarterback class has Trevor Lawrence, and then there's a gap, and then you have 4 other guys that are going to get drafted in the first round. Those 4 other guys are Zach Wilson from BYU, who had a really good 2020, not a really good 2019. Justin Fields, who played basically 2 years after transferring from Georgia and played at a high level. But again, he's only played 2 years. Don't forget, Trevor Lawrence struggled in year two for parts of year two at Clemson and then came on last year. So Justin Fields is still basically a sophomore going into his junior year. Then you have Trey Lance, who didn't even play this year except for one showcase game, and also played, as you guys well know, at North Dakota State, which has a history of putting out quarterbacks that have great starts to their career. So Trey Lance has more athleticism than Carson Wentz, as strong an arm, maybe stronger, and is a much better runner. But again, are you drafting a North Dakota State kid at 6 if you're the Eagles after what happened to Carson Wentz? Probably not. And then, of course, there's Mac Jones, who – 20 years ago, he's the number one overall pick because he's the traditional pocket passer, but he ain't winning the foot race. I think it starts with Trevor Lawrence, and then you could take 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 other players that aren't quarterbacks and then circle back to the quarterback class. But as you know, the demand is such that teams are going to take risks on quarterbacks. And I think you're right to say, look, we have Jalen Hurts. We've seen him for 4 games. I would like to see more of him. Is Justin Fields a better player than Jalen Hurts? Right now, coming out of college, comparing them both, yes. Is he that much better that you take a 6 overall pick? I'm skeptical about that because you have so many other needs in Philadelphia.
Ryan, what did you think of Hurts? It was a small sample size. I thought the good was very good. The bad was, I think, concerning, but you could also talk yourself into, well, it was a bad situation around him. What do you think of Hurts? What did you think of him coming out of school and then what you saw here in the NFL? Because the one thing that strikes me is he keeps improving. Like, you know, I watched him at Alabama when he was really young, and I didn't think he was good enough to throw at the level to ever be a quarterback in the NFL, and obviously he made it, and I just keep wondering if he's that kind of guy that keeps improving. What do you think of him?
And that's the other thing, and that's important to remember. Again, they a lot of these kids are young in their development as quarterbacks, not just young men, but young in their development as quarterbacks. They haven't been doing it that long. You're exactly right. And here's the most important thing. He is a great teammate. You saw what he went through at Alabama. He was clearly upset when he got benched for Nate Sudfeld, but he wasn't whinging in some of the ways that we saw Carson Wentz perhaps do it later, sort of passive-aggressively through the media. And he has improved, Jalen Hurts has. I remember watching him at Oklahoma, and he put up a lot of numbers, but there were times where he wasn't making the right reads or making the right throws. But, again, that comes with experience. He went to the Senior Bowl. He actually did pretty well. I thought he was more a third-round pick, but the Eagles clearly saw something in him out of the second-round pick and had plans for him. I think if you take him in the second round and you get rid of Carson Wentz, it stands to reason that, okay, you're going to roll with this guy. You started him for the last half of the season there and see what you have in him. I think he's going to improve. The only question is how soon, because that's what all fans care about. The fans are happy to see new quarterbacks, but they can turn on them really quickly if things aren't going as expected. And that's sort of the push and pull that you have here as the new Philadelphia coach in the front office trying to figure out getting Jalen Hurts comfortable and giving him success with a lot of concerns around him, again, starting with the offensive line. So I would think long and hard about trading down if you're not interested in a quarterback at six and trying to get some offensive linemen and more draft picks or getting a wide receiver and helping Jalen Hurts have a better chance at being successful.
Last one for you, Ryan. Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida, a local kid here in the Philadelphia area. His name has come up a bunch the last couple of weeks. People are starting to get excited and wondering, could he be a potential pick to Eagles? What do you think of Pitts? Because just watching him a little bit in college and watching some highlights, he just looks like an absolute freak out there. Like, he's just better physically than most of the kids he was playing against. Your thoughts on Pitts and what kind of player he'll be in the NFL?
Yeah, Joe, he's a grown man. And not only was he better than the people he was playing, he was playing in the SEC. He wasn't playing in some community college where he was just dominating people. He did this game in and game out, 6'6", 240. He's one of the fastest players on the field running routes. He's Darren Waller. So if you think Darren Waller can help your football team, that's someone you think long and hard about taking. And I'll be honest, like, Ja'Marr Chase is my number one wide receiver. I could have a conversation and talk myself into taking Kyle Pitts as the first overall pass catcher. That's how good he is. Yes, he's listed, quote-unquote, as a tight end, and we saw today that Zach Ertz is almost certainly having played his last game. I think Dallas Goedert has one more year left in his deal. So they need help at wide receiver, but they need help at pass catcher as well. You can line him up at tight end, in the slot, out wide. You can line up anywhere, and he is a mismatch problem. He's making plays. I would take him at six. If I were the Bengals, I would think about taking him at five. That's how good of a player he is, and I would not at all be upset if the Eagles took him there at six. In fact, I would like that probably more than taking a quarterback they're unsure of or even a wide receiver, given that Kyle Pitts gives you so much versatility at the position.
Great stuff. Ryan, always appreciate hopping on. We'll be reading at CBS Sports. And, again, thank you for hopping on the show tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
There he goes. Ryan Wilson there, a Kyle Pitts fan. Also thinks the Eagles should roll with Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. We'll come back, your phone calls, and we have to say goodbye officially, although it's not official yet, but an official WIP evening show goodbye to a guy that helped the Eagles win a championship and then all of a sudden became a villain here in Philadelphia. We'll discuss, and I'm not talking about Carson Wentz, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.